This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Marty Barrett's with it, with us. Mackenzie's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Mackenzie. And this is part five. This is part five of Start Your Own Business. Make your passion your business. Make your hobby your business. Extreme tax deductions. Secret tax deductions. And all of these statements that I make are based on life experiences. Ones that others have experienced firsthand. They contain my opinions. Proceed at your own risk. Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Consider this class as entertainment. And don't do any of the things that you hear in this class if you're not willing to defend yourself. Okay? So that is the disclaimer. Marty Barrett, we're talking about you starting your business as a college instructor. You've been doing it for a couple decades, and you want to start your home-based business, tutoring, receiving payment for your tutoring services, and it's going to cost money for you to make some changes to your house so that you can do that. What other questions
now, usually
do you have?
Usually when I do tutoring, students pay me maybe $50 an hour cash, but now if I'm deducting all these things, I guess I need to record this this income.
Sure, sure. Now, you can just have a ledger that says the student's name, the date, what you taught, the amount paid. Simple as that. Now, if you want to have, they have these little books that have these tear-out sheets. They're spiral-bound, and kind of like while you're out messages, but they're receipts, and you can tear off a copy and give it to the student, and in the carbonless copy is your copy. You can do that, or you can just have a ledger. However you choose to do it, it's up to you. It's your business. Now, I'm not being flippant. I'm saying you're in charge. If you want to use a ledger, however you want to do it. However, I would not depend on unbacked up electronic media. What I'm saying is I would not want my books on the PC. I would certainly not want to store any data on the cloud or in the cloud. I would want to have a backup either to a thumb drive or another hard drive or another computer or something like that. And I would like a paper copy. And by the way, Marty, when you decide to do this, you're probably going to need a filing cabinet, and you're going to want paper copies. Now, the IRS and the state requires that you keep all kinds of documents. So because they require it, you are going to be required to have some sort of a place to store them. They can store them in a paper bag, or you can store them in a paper box or a cardboard box, or you can buy a filing cabinet. I bought a couple of filing cabinets, actually four of them, so I can apply. Now, are they deductions? Of course. Of course.
Now, what if I do this tutoring business, but it doesn't really take off? Maybe I make $500.
Okay.
Do you have to declare that amount of money on your taxes?
Well,
I know there's a limit.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that for every location. However, I declare my expenses because my expenses will exceed the $500. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So If you tried and you decided it didn't work and you had $2,000 worth of expenses, furniture, coffee maker, TV, you know, whatever, the rug, the desk, all the things that you bought, and the expenses were the income was $500, the expenses were $2,000, now you have $1,500 worth of deductions. So I would declare it all, and the income and expenses. And tax purposes, you're ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if another member of my family wants to start a different business and we use different rooms?
Okay. So are we in that seven-room scenario?
Yes.
Okay. So now we have room number one for your business. And would this other person be a member of your household? Maybe your husband or something?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So your husband wants to start a business. Now he's got another room. Now it's two-sevenths. Two-sevenths of everything. Two-sevenths of the electricity, the heat, if you have natural gas or propane, the repairs. Two-sevenths of everything. Homeowners insurance, taxes, real estate taxes, okay? Security system, whatever it might be. Two-sevenths.
Okay. Now the business he would like to start is a band.
Uh-huh.
Plays guitar.
Okay.
We might have to insulate that room so that it's not heard throughout my tutoring business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that legitimate?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And how about trying to get jobs, going out to different places to audition?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Business cards, flyers, music, if he decides he wants to buy music, if he decides to buy CDs of songs that he wants to hear, if he wants to have the internet so he can watch some of his some of the original recordings that he might be playing. He might want to get some cues from them. That'd be educational expense. All the things that relate to his business, the internet, everything. The computer he might be using, the notebook, the guitar strings, the guitar, the amplifier, the cables, and the insulation that you talked about. Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be a successful business.
It has to be one that he wants to be, but he has to want it to be a success. He can't go into this saying, I'm just going to do this for the tax deductions. He has to go in wanting to be a success.
Right.
Okay. And that seems reasonable to me. I mean, I didn't go into farming thinking I'm going to, I ought to do this and lose my shirt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it has to be a legitimate desire to be successful in this business. And what they really want you to do is they don't want you to have endless losses and never pay taxes. They really want, I'm talking about the state and the IRS, they want to make money on you. Okay? So they want you to earn money and they want a share of it. That's how it works.
Now, what if you had several years of not making any money?
Oh,
are they going to ask you more vigorously?
Well, they might, but I'm still trying. I'm still trying. Yeah. I don't have a job. I don't have a job where people pay me to sit around and drink coffee and check my cell phone. I don't have one of those. I'm actually trying to earn a living. I may not be very good at it. It may be because I'm not greedy. It may be because I don't have a high enough profit margin. It may be because I'm not willing to take advantage of our clients and our customers. Okay? It may be because I think it's more important to be nice and to be fair than it is to be greedy. And so my business ethics revolve around being fair and providing extreme value to our customers. As a matter of fact, when I had a computer business in Virginia, I had a 4.5% profit margin. A U.S. congressman came over, and he wanted to know how come my margin was so low. He said, you got to raise that up. I said, I don't want to. He said, you need at least 25%, at least. I said, I don't want to do that. Because I never wanted to have one of our customers say, I coulda, shoulda, woulda bought it someplace else if I knew about that. I never wanted that to happen.
Uh-huh.
So I always had our prices below everybody else. Always. Even though we were better at what we did than everybody else.
You depended on volume.
Well, I did. Yeah, it was based on volume, and it was based on I didn't have to advertise. I didn't have to have the yellow pages, in the 90s. I didn't have to have the equivalent of a Facebook. I didn't have to have internet presence. I didn't even have to have my telephone number listed as a business at our farm where we operated our business because it was all word of mouth. Our customers did the talking for us, and there's nothing better than that. Nothing better.
Uh-huh.
So if you have
a computer company around here, repair company.
Uh-huh.
And they're kind of the same kind of format. You go in there and you say, my charger broke, and I'd like to buy a new charger.
Uh-huh.
And they go, well, look, I have one right here. Just take this one.
Uh-huh.
Well, they've got our business for life.
That's what we did, that kind of thing. Absolutely, that's what we did. And for Christmas, when people would bring in their computers, during December, they'd bring in their computers and they'd say, geez, it's not working, or can you change the software, or can you update it, or can you delete some files, or whatever they wanted. We'd say, okay. And they'd come to pick it up. And we'd say, here it is. And they'd say, well, I didn't get an invoice. And I said, well, yeah, it's December. And we don't charge for labor in December.
Uh-huh.
It's our way of saying thank you. Nobody could believe it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, it's same kind of thing that you're talking about.
Yeah. Fair practice and caring about your customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you don't have to worry about getting shot in the back because
uh-huh.
you ripped somebody off. Yeah, it's
definitely.
True.
Definitely.
You have any other thoughts, questions?
Let's see. I mean, how about stuff like sewer, water,
mm-hmm.
garbage
yeah,
collection, all that kind of stuff is okay too?
One-seventh, or in your case, if your husband fires up his band business, one-seventh for him and one-seventh for you. Two-sevenths. Now we're talking about real money, right?
Yeah. And software that we both need.
Yeah.
He needs to develop a website.
Okay.
I need to probably use Dragon and a headset to do my work.
Uh-huh.
Those are all legitimate costs, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if he uses, let's say he decides to use Dragon, naturally speaking. I have a copy of that here in the studio. Tax deduction for me. If he decides to use it first, and then you go, I'd like to use it. Well, you can't take the cost of that twice. You can only take it once.
Okay? Right.
Unless you buy two copies.
Right.
Now, if it's licensed so that you have to buy two copies, then you know, you can take the cost from both of them. But if you're sharing a copy with him, then no, you can't. Okay? And if you share the headphones, and I probably would if I were you, I'd cut down. You know, I'm not talking about wasting money. So if you can share the same headset, I would do that. And
what's that?
And it's only, you can't deduct twice for the same thing.
Yeah, right. How about if I had a business that I might be worried about lawsuits or something,
mm-hmm.
like maybe I'm translating documents into another language,
mm-hmm.
And I hire a lawyer to help me out with setting up those parameters,
mm-hmm.
legitimate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and first of all, I want to tell you that I'm allergic to lawyers, but lawyers are people who are genetically inclined to argue. And then they go to school to learn how to do it more efficiently. So I try to avoid lawyers at all costs. But if you feel that you need one, the cost of your legal advice is a tax deduction for your business. Absolutely no question about it. Marty Barrett and I will be right back. We're talking about home-based businesses and extreme tax deductions. A way of thinking. We'll call them secret tax deductions. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth. teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Marty, I think we have some of our students scratching their heads saying, wow, I didn't know you could do this. Wow, I didn't know this was legal. Wow.
I have another question for you. You keep bringing up more and more things.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, these documents I'm keeping are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend me keeping them in a safe deposit box at the bank or a fireproof container at my own home? Or how would you keep them since they're so imperative if you get audited?
Okay. Well, I have an allergy. I've got several allergies. One is I'm allergic to lawyers. And I'm allergic to safety deposit boxes. I'm allergic to not having whatever it is I own under my control. And what I mean by that is, let's say you've decided that these documents, or even some of your assets, or even let's say the business was a precious metals business or a jewelry business, and you thought, well, you know what, I better not keep this stuff at home because it could get stolen, I'll put it in a safety deposit box. Well, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president, he signed an executive order number 6102 in 1933, which required Americans to surrender much of their gold to the government. Okay, you could keep 5 ounces, but there are articles on the internet that say that when this was implemented, the Gold Reserve Act of 1934, which is what it was called. Part of this was the Gold Reserve Act of 1934. required an IRS agent or a government agent to be with you when you opened your safety deposit box so they could see if you had any gold in it. And then they confiscated it. Well, actually, they forced you at the muzzle of a gun, meaning you would go, you'd be threatened with 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if you didn't surrender all your gold that was bullion, even if it was denominated in U.S. dollars. If you didn't surrender all of it, more than over 5 ounces, to the government, then you could be jailed for 10 years and face a $10,000 fine, which is pretty big back in 1934. It's big right now in terms of
$10,000. Is this still the case?
And, well, no. No, you can still, you can own gold. You can own gold and you can own silver. However, what I'm saying is I am not going to have any of my, we'll call them valuables, whether they're documents, whether they're physical, tangible items, whether it's gold, silver, whatever it is, a handgun, it's not going in a safety deposit box. It's going in my control. Because I do not want to hire somebody I hardly know, pay them rent, to have my items stored in a place where I can't get it 24/7. Okay? Where I have to ask them for permission to get my items. I'm not going to do it. So what would I do? If a safety deposit box is $35 a month or something like that, after a year, you're $400. Well, for $500, you can buy an old antique safe. This is one of those things that weighs 500 pounds. It's on wheels. It probably costs $200 to get it delivered if you find it. You know, if you find one, it's got a combination lock. You know, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's concrete lined. It's the size of, oh, if you looked at a large refrigerator today, you know, like a side-by-side, and you measured halfway up vertically, that's how big it is. It would be the volume of the lower half of that refrigerator.
Wow.
So it's a little taller than a desk. It's like 3 feet wide, 3 feet deep. It's concrete lined. It's so heavy that, it's got cast iron wheels. It was made around 1890.
Oh.
And they were common. They were common. Businesses had them.
Where'd you find it?
That's where they'd keep. I found it at an antique place. Guy wanted to get rid of it. It was $500. Yeah. It was really tough to get in the truck, and it was really tough to get it out. But fortunately, we had a tractor. But, you know, there are delivery services that have lift gates. And they'll back up to it where the lift on the back of the truck will lower to the ground. And a couple guys will wheel it on its wheels onto the lift gate. Then the lift will raise it up to the truck bed. And then they'll strap it in the truck, drive it off, bring it to you, and then lower it on the lift gate, and then roll it in. Yeah. So, it's going to be an expense. It's going to be.
Thing.
I doubt it. I really doubt it. It'll take dynamite to open it.
Wow. Well, what we do so far is a little less dramatic, but we have like a fireproof box with all our important papers in there. And we put it in a bag up in the attic that says children's clothes.
Well, keep this in mind, okay? If there's a fire, that attic is going to be the hottest spot, okay? Because the flames are going to rise. So you might want to keep it someplace else. You might want to cut open a hole in the floor. And so bottom line is whatever you want to keep that's important to you, keep it in a fireproof container.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, I want to thank you all for being in class today. And Morty, of course, thanks for spending, this will be 5 hours learning about starting your business. And I want to thank you personally for being with us. Not that we're done. I just want to say thank you for spending your time
with
us.
I'm learning a lot.
Oh, great.
And every time we take a break, I come up with more questions. Now,
great.
You were talking about safety deposit boxes. Do you mean to say they could pass a law that says they get a certain percentage of what's in there and I'd have to give it up?
Well, what they did in 1933 was pass a law that said if it was an executive order that if you didn't give it up, you'd be subject to criminal penalties, going to jail for up to 10 years and a $10,000 fine. So, for example, in the state of Missouri, they said that certain kinds of guns, they tried to pass a law. It was a bill, House Bill 545, that said if you had certain kinds of guns and you did not get them out of the state of Missouri within 90 days of this law bill becoming law, you could be convicted as a felon and go to jail and pay a fine. Now, you could get the sell it to someone out of state. You could give it to the government, or you could destroy it. But if you kept it past that 90 days, you could be convicted as a felon. Now, if you had that,
like an assault,
if that
rifle
were a weapon that you had, yeah, it was. That's what they call it. I call it a modern musket, and that's what I have right next to me. You know, when I mentioned hour number one today, that's what I have right next to me. It's a black rifle. And, well, why do I have that? That's the one the police use. You know, they taught me. They taught me that if it's good enough for them, that's what I should consider, right? You know, I didn't go out and say I want an assault rifle. I said, I want to have whatever they have. Because they've tested them. They seem to think they're pretty good. So if I had something in a safety deposit box that was the equivalent of that, or it was a specific handgun that they determined that, you know, met the criteria for being, we'll call it, illegal in the state in 90 days, they could take it from me. And what they do is that stolen property, the property that they steal from me, ends up in the evidence room. And then the sheriffs go and sell it in a couple years. And they keep the money.
Mm-hmm.
So the sheriffs are involved in this stolen property business, where they steal the property and then they sell it. Yeah. So no safety deposit boxes.
Now, you were also, you kind of touched on saving precious metals. Do you advocate that for anybody, like gold, silver, copper?
Absolutely.
In what form?
Yeah, and mostly, I think my favorite is silver. And my favorite in silver is silver dollars, because they're easily recognized. Now, when your children have children, and maybe even their children, and you pass to them silver dollars, at some point, your children, or maybe your children's children, won't even see them in circulation at all. Actually, they're really hardly in circulation. You know, a silver dollar may bring $20, $30, $40, $50, depending on condition and rarity. It can bring even more than that. It can bring hundreds and even thousands of dollars. So I recommend common silver dollars, Morgans and Peace dollars, in circulation. I'm sorry, that have been circulated. And well, let's say they cost $20 a piece. You get five of them for $100. You buy them. You can buy them from an individual. You can buy them from a coin store. You can look up the values on the Internet, pay a fair price for them, and then keep them. And keep them in that location that is that you know about. But also make sure your children know about them. Because let's say you use that safety deposit box and they didn't know about it, and you die. How does that, you know, that property could become lost to the family. It's possible. So make sure your children or whomever you trust in your family, blood relatives, know where you have your valuables so that should something happen to you, God forbid, they'll at least know where it is.
We've started to label things, too, because something that they might sell at a garage sale for a quarter might be valuable, and they're not going to recognize that.
Right, might have sentimental value from a grandmother or a grandmother, and it might represent friendship in the family.
You know, something silver-plated or something.
Yeah,
they might not
know
the difference.
Correct.
Now, what about other types of coins? Do you collect other coins?
I've got a lot of interesting items. In the studio, I just reached across the studio desk. I have circa 1543. It's a German coin, and it's very interesting. I really don't want to describe it, but
I thought I've heard something about pennies.
Well, yeah, pennies. You know, if you look up, I went to the bank and I asked them if they had any pennies one day. And they said, yeah, how many would you like? And I said, well, how many do you have? And they said, well, you know, got a couple rolls over here. Maybe, you know, half a box might have 10 rolls. And they said, how many would you like? And I said, 50,000. I said, what are you going to do with them? And I really should have said, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm thinking about developing a penny arcade machine, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to need a lot of pennies to test it out. So I got $500 worth of pennies, and they said they were going to charge me shipping on them. So in my best Colombo, I stood around and I backed up from the counter, and I looked around the ceiling, I looked around the walls, I looked at the front door, and it took me about a minute to do this, and I said, I'm sorry. I thought this was a bank. I thought you had these kind of, I didn't realize you charged for currency. And they said, well, if you can wait a couple of days till Wednesday or whatever day they get the normal shipment, we won't charge you for shipping. I said, well, that's good for me. Now, here's the deal. Pennies have about 2 cents worth of copper in them. So about a third to half of the pennies you get now in circulation are worth twice as much as the face value. So you can almost double your money on a third of the pennies if they're 1982 and older. So that's how that works. So I decided to buy 50,000 of them, and then I did it again. And the reason is I thought, well, if I ever have grandchildren, they probably, I could say, you're not going to believe this, but we used to use these things.
Yeah, I think they're going to be gone.
And then I did the same thing with nickels. Yeah, nickels are all, they all have a specific percentage of nickel in them. In nickels. And who uses nickels anymore, right? So I bought $500 worth of nickels. Now, if you do this, you're going to need a hand truck to get them out of the bank. Literally. You know, these are heavy. Literally. And when I got all these pennies, you know, the truck was leaning on the side that I put the pennies in. I'm not exaggerating. Now, people are going to look at you when you're wheeling currency out of the bank.
That's what I'm laughing at. I'm just picturing that scene.
Well, okay, so I've got this hand truck, and it holds 350 pounds, and it's got pneumatic tires, and I put air in them before I, you know, went to the bank. But the weight was so heavy, they were, you know, screeching, you know, the rubber screeching, kind of like peeling out on a car as I went across the floor in the bank. It was like a concrete-type floor, and it was kind of squealing, not like I was trying to do it, but it was making this noise, and the customers were coming in there looking at me, and I said, well, I got to pay some bills. And I'm going to need this to pay some bills. They kind of laughed. I mean, nobody does that, right? But
and no one's going to take them from you.
Oh, you've known me for... No, absolutely not. No one's going to steal pennies. Too hard.
Yeah.
You know, stealing $500 worth of pennies is a big job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a real big job. It takes three people to do it.
So you recommend saving precious metals.
Yeah, and I like common stuff. I don't like, you know, the high-end numismatics. I don't like that because there's a risk in there. But there's not too much risk in bullion. Like if you got a plain silver dollars, you know, a piece of Morgan Assess is saying, if you got standard U.S. issue gold or Canadian maple leaves or Philharmonics or, you know, something like that's easily recognizable, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would not look at it as investment. I would look at it as preserving wealth.
Uh-huh.
Preserving wealth and passing it on. And by the way, it's private. So let's say I were to have a 1 ounce of gold. And let's say it's, I'm just going to pick a number. Let's say it's $1,500 an ounce. I can give that to a family member. And no one's going to know. It's just between me and that person.
Right.
It's private. It's absolutely private. There's no serial number attached to it. It's private. I can do the same thing with silver dollars. I can do the same thing with pennies.
Make sure they're not valuable in itself.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You're talking about value in addition. Value in addition.
Yeah, so it's a.
Oh, well, here's what I did. Here's what I did. I went to eBay and I bought a machine, and I think it was about $30. And this machine can detect different weights of coins. Now, the zinc core pennies, the ones that are copper clad, you know, copper wash on the outside, if you will, zinc on the inside, don't weigh the same amount. So you take some pennies, look at the 1982 and older, and just drop it on a countertop, listen to the sound of that, versus listen to one that's newer, 1983 and newer. They sound different. Well, I didn't want to look at them all, so I bought this little electronic device, and I can feed them into it, and it has two hoppers, one for one weight and one for the other weight. So it'll separate them for me.
And then you look at all the good ones.
Now, I can always... Yeah, then look at all the good ones. Because I know the zinc ones are worth nothing, except a penny. And here's the deal. Of the 550,000 pennies times two, I can bring back the ones that are zinc that are, you know, worth less than the face value of the penny. So the metal is worth less than a penny on the new ones. The metal, the copper in the old ones is worth more than a penny. Twice as much as a penny. 2 cents a piece. So I'll keep the old ones and bring back the new ones to the bank. I say, can I get
some hand truck.
Different pennies? Right. Well, I'm going to need it. Yeah.
That's great. I got lots of suggestions that way.
I haven't changed
all
that much. Okay, good. What else do you have in mind?
I heard you mention one time that you knew someone in their 30s that was like an IT specialist.
Yep.
And, you know, could have a cubicle kind of job in the city, you know, traffic, paid parking, all that kind of headache, or work from home.
Yep.
And obviously, from our previous discussions, I assume you think working from home is better. How much would that help somebody?
Yeah. Okay. Here's that particular situation. As you said, IT professional, choice of two jobs, working at the office or working at home. And let's say the compensation was the same. Well, I had a chat with this young gal, and I said, well, how about, how would you do this? Would you use your living room, your den, and maybe your dining room as your office? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, that's like a third of the house. So instead of a seventh or two-sevenths, we're looking at one-third of the cost of the house and the cost of the computer and all the things that we talked about, desks, chairs, tables, rugs, everything to paint. That all goes into it.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I think our announcer is right. Instruction that matters. That's what this is all about. Instruction that matters. Helping you think clearly. And pay attention to the rules and use the rules to your advantage. Marty Barris with us. Marty, what's next?
Well, I think we've been missing a big portion of my money going out the window. Property taxes.
Okay.
I'm from another state, one that charges high property taxes. And I think mine are unreasonable, and I want to know how to go about challenging that.
Okay. I've done that in the past. And I have a letter, by the way, I have a letter in front of me, 2017 Notice of Change in Valuation of Real Property. It names a county in Missouri. And it's got my name and my wife's name. And it says, year 2016 assessed value, residential and agricultural values, total assessment. Then it does the same thing for 2017. And the total assessed change went up $480. So they're going to tax me on a valuation of $480 more. But the tax lady said, yeah, but that's only $20. It's $20 more. Now, what she doesn't realize, and by the way, I have an appointment this week. So I'm going to see her, and she said, will you be able to stay? And I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'll be there all day. And so here's what I'm going to ask her. And I already told her that I'd like a line item list of every single dollar that they've assessed for everything, every single item that went in. How much? I know what the total is because they told me on this document, but I'm going to ask them to prove this assessment. Then I'm going to challenge it. Now, my taxes have only gone up $20, but that's not why I'm going, because it's going to take me 4 hours to get that $20. That's $5 an hour. That's crazy to spend that time.
Yeah.
I'm going after thousands of dollars. I'm going to lower my total assessment. Not pay them $20 for the increase. I'm going to lower it. Whatever it is, it's going to end up being lower. Now, here's what happened to me in Virginia. Here's how this works. When I lived in Virginia, I got a notice of increased tax assessment. And I challenged it. And I said, this is crazy. So I made the appointment. And they do this once a year. You can't go in anytime you want, usually. But I went in, made the appointment, and I said, so give me a line item. How does this all work? And then pages and pages. And they said, okay, well, look at this. For example, you have a brick sidewalk leading from your house to your shop building. I said, yeah. And they said, well, there's a tax on that. Because if you didn't have it, we wouldn't tax you for it. And I said, okay, so how does that work? And they said, well, you know, brick is a little more expensive. Then what? Then concrete. Okay. How much more? So then I found out that my brick walk costs more than a concrete walk. It was there when I bought the house. And my brick chimneys, which I had two, are more than, let's say, a steel chimney or a stainless steel chimney with a, you know, wooden chase around it. And that they assumed that if I had two chimneys, I'd have two fireplaces. And I only had one fireplace. No, I'm sorry. I had two fireplaces. So they taxed me for that. Now, I couldn't do anything about that.
Right.
But I challenged every single item so that I understood. And then we finally got to the land. And they said, well, open land and timber or woods. Open land means grass. And that'd be like a front yard. Timber would be woods. So I said, well, what's the difference? How do you make a differentiation between the value of timber versus grass? Now, I thought there'd be a difference. And they said, no, it's the same because, you know, cows can eat grass and that's valuable and timber is valuable. So we assess them the same per acre. I said, okay, how about swamp? And they said, no, swamp's not worth as much. I said, so have you walked the property? And they said, no. And I said, well, I've got 7 acres of swamp. 7 acres of swamp. Now, they call that wetlands. That's a little more politically correct. I call it swamp. Mm-hmm. I want the price to go down. So to me, it's wet and it's swamp. Now, is it swamp? No. It's wet. But can I use it for grass? No, it's wet. So I got the valuation down significantly. Now, how long is that valuation down for? Forever. So when I ended up selling the property, the guy who bought it from me benefited from the decreased valuation of the land portion of the assessment.
Wow.
So what you have to do, and here's what I'm going to do.
I have a suburban property, but I need help.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we can. Marty, are you going to be available for some more of this? I mean, we thought, what do we think? We could do this in an hour?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Really?
Are you available on the 14th?
I am.
Available on the 14th?
Yes, I am.
Let's continue on the 14th, and we'll talk more about it. We'll talk more about it. Hey, did you fire Joe yet? Did you fire Joe?
Almost.
Hey, Marty, thanks so much. I'll see you on the 14th.
Okay.
And that'll be part six of Extreme Tax Deductions.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.